Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. If not from firsthand experience, then certainly from television, most of us are familiar with starting lines, the scene before a big race. Usually, it's filled with familiar sights and sounds, fresh and ready runners, all checked in, numbered, and nervous. Along the sides, there's usually supportive crowds of family and friends, personnel who keeps everything in order. And then the start of the race itself, the call. Ready, set, go. This week, as we begin the race of Advent, we see familiar sights and sounds as well. The purple, the wreath, the weeks are numbered, the new books are in place. But rather than the call of ready, set, go, we hear this message in the gospel today to watch. Ready, set, watch. And it's that watching, that waiting, which is so important in this sacred season. It's not the boring watching of nothingness. But when Jesus tells us to watch, our ears should be perked, for there is certainly something to see. And on this first Sunday of Advent that is announced so clearly, watch, take stock, consider your life, all that has come before. Watch and see so as to respond more fully in the right direction. Ready, set, watch, so you will be ready, set, go. In the first reading this weekend, we're given the beautiful section of Isaiah 63. The images are heartfelt and real. Israel has been the victim of collapse. The Babylonians have taken over, and those that survived have been exiled out of Jerusalem. Isaiah writes much about that, but today's section is when they come back. And as beautiful as that return is, it's most difficult. The Jews are faced with their sacked city. The beautiful temple of Jerusalem is torn apart. And assessing the scene, Israel calls out. They describe themselves as an unclean people, a people whose good deeds are polluted rags. They say, "We have become withered like leaves, and our guilt now carries us away." This is a people that knows their need for God. And from that need, they call out. And how they call is so beautiful. "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Come, Lord, and rend the heavens." Far different from a starting point that we might be familiar with. The starting point of the encounter with God is a point of great need, a point of calling from a place of great despair. They say, "We are the clay, you are the potter." And there's the hope. We are the clay, but God is the potter. For us, my friends, we have not been sacked by barbarians, but our minds and hearts, our thoughts and desires have certainly been exiled and affected by sin. Our world is more and more in exile from where we used to be. And on this first Sunday of Advent, we are called to watch and to wait, to take stock of and to share, to imagine where we are, so that we can be where God is, so that we can receive the grace that He provides, so that we can be ready and set to go where he wants us to go. But in this first week, let us simply be ready, be set, and watch for him. Watch with him and be in his presence. Lord, help us to turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved.